Tchir Sameisim in a Torah Minayim. We did it with Tchir Sameisim. Why is it so choshuv? As long as you have the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim in place, everything should be fine. Why do we need the last one? Correct? First one is Anim Amin Ben Meshleim Shabbos Baruch Shmoy Bari Mani Kulabrim and all the Yitzhoi Sinat Kona Maasim. Everything's Hashem, there's nothing else other than Hashem. Ein Rag Milvadoi. Mitzis Yichud Hashem. It's all included in the first of the Gimel Ikarim. So now you know everything's Hashem. If it's happening, it's from Hashem and it's for the good and therefore everything is fine. What's for the last one? The first and the last always go together. The last one is number 13. 13 is Gematria Echot. It always goes like that. Yeah? Why don't you clear some basic? Where does that fit into the whole Marechet? Cool. So what? Why does it take away from the fact that I know that it's all Hashem and there's nothing other than Hashem? What's this added importance, the Hashivas of clear some basic? That's what we're busy dealing with, correct? And we spoke yesterday about the difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Gan Eden, Gan Yerek. A Yerek is that which you use it and you eat it up now, and that's it, and it's gone, like Coca-Cola. You drink it for 20 seconds, and then it's gone. Schnapps burns a hole in your mouth as it goes through. It's terrible, but then it lasts for a few hours. You feel nice. Get it? That's the difference between Gan Yerek and Gan Eden. Gan Eden is you push off a long, an immediate pleasure for a long-term benefit. Gan Yerek is you take the pleasure now. It's an adult and a child. And therefore, Klal Yisrael needed to learn that the Ikar life is about Olam Haba. That starts with Tchias HaMeisim. Without getting into the machlekas, the Ramban and the Rambam about what's Tchias HaMeisim, is that Olam Haba? It's not Olam Haba. I mean, it's Olam Haba. What's a goof? Not a goof. Whatever that is, whatever Tchias HaMeisim is. Let's not pretend we know what Tchias HaMeisim is, when it is, how it is. Two Tchias HaMeisim, one Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is actually Olam Haba, and I lo nichnas to kol ha-sugya. Tov, let's continue. Kuf Chafei. Nira shelakach chivoy nechazal v'mayim rom v'schus noshim tzidkoniyos shebo insa ador nigolu avoseinim mitzrayim. That could be what Chazal mean when they said it was the schus of the righteous woman of that generation, the Mitzrayim generation, that our ancestors were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Mesiras nafshom shel noshis Yisrael v'hoyledes yaldeyem v'gidulam v'mitzrayim idovesh she'enu niten lasogem. We can't grasp the Mesiras Nefesh and the depths of understanding of the Jewish woman who had children and raised children in Mitzrayim. It's something which is beyond our ability to understand. We'll see why that's so difficult to understand. The Midrash Mesaper Kate said, "Oy, some Noshim Tzidkoni is poyle b'chochma u'b'siris kedei lahamshich his kiyumu shel Am Yisrael." The Midrash explains in depth, in length, with the Chochmah and the Mesiras that the Jewish woman did in order to maintain and to increase the legions of Hashem. Paro was short of children to throw into the river, so we needed to provide him with more. Paro didn't have enough Jewish children to slaughter for blood to bathe in, so we needed to provide him with more stock. The Sheman Noshim Sidkain and Shabon Siddha also called Siddhatke al Manasla vi Oidi Ladim Loilam. What were they thinking about bringing more people into the world? For what? To fill up the rivers, to fill up blood bowls, to be used as bricks. That's what the women were thinking. The reason why they did it is because of the imunah they had in Tchias HaMeisim. Well, again, let's see.
Bring it in.
Imunasa, more than that. Emunosam atmim v'atoyra v'avoyde shvu'u v'shevi yinitzchi v'kol chayev m'chuvonim lo'ilam abo. Poshut imuna. that there's a reality that a Jew is eternal. He's not here just for this world. Every Jewish neshama that connects to this world somehow is nitzri, is eternal. This tzidkus of the mothers in Mitzrayim got handed down, and you see it manifesting in every generation. And he'll tell us a very personal story. I heard the story from him many, many times. This is spiritually. It's hard for us to imagine what was going on in Mitzrayim, so it's hard for us to imagine what the Mesiras Nefesh of having children in Mitzrayim must have looked like. We don't really have a decent picture of what's going on in Mitzrayim. About, we knew what the Holocaust looks like, that we have some idea of what was going on there. So let's learn a story. I'll tell you a private story. His mother gave birth to four children under the German rule. That means during the Second World War, the Jews weren't living in the best months. She had four children, his mother. At a time when we were running away, hiding out in bunkers, sleeping in different places, mama's running around looking for little holes to sleep in at night. She has four children in the middle of all of this inferno. I don't understand what's going on. There's a woman in the middle of the Holocaust, living in bunkers and running around, dreadful situation, and she's having children. She's bringing children into the world. You get the picture? How insane you have to be. Shalim la'acham mikan, she'al tiyas imi. She gave birth to one of those children in Auschwitz. That's what saved her life. Something else. Another story for another time. And she wasn't the only woman who went into Auschwitz pregnant, by the way. And from the Hungarians, that was towards the end of the war. That means they were having children during the kibbutz. Not so simple. Who could think about that would be some kind of a priority? You can't find a slice of bread, but you're having children. So he asked her. Where did you get the koyach? Where did you get the musogim to carry on having children in the middle of the Holocaust? You faced the fear of death every moment of your life. Was a havamin that you might be saved? I knew what was going on. So listen to the answer of what's called Noshim Sitkonios. We're not Noshim, and we're not Noshim Sitkonios. It's hard for us to imagine such a teret, or yes, the teret. Ima hashivili b'chochmosa. Yehudim anachnu. Correct? That's an observable fact. We are Jews. Ma'amino ra v'tchir samaisim. Where have you been in tchir samaisim? Anu lo mapsidim yeladim gam im lo nenatzel bolam hazeh. We're not losing children, even if they're not saved in this world. The child you brought into the world is your child forever. That's enough of a reason in the middle of Auschwitz. We don't get it. Not getting it at all. We don't have enough money to put away so that grandchildren will have enough money to buy a dira, and therefore we have to keep working and slaving away because and don't have too many children because you can't afford school. That's the world we live in, right? You stop having children because you can't afford school fees. This woman's in the middle of Auschwitz, in the middle of the Holocaust. She's no children because my children are. It's amazing to get children, eternal children, Olam Haba to get children. If one or two children. I do what I have to do, and Hashem does what he has to do. We don't get it, do we? Zu koicha shel ha'eim ha'yudia. That's the koicha of a Jewish woman. Kach nago amoseinu b'mitzrayim, imoseinu b'mitzrayim. Heim rois tafkidon lahoidi lesbnei ha'ilam abo. They saw their tafkid is bringing more children into olam abo. Levi lo'ilam yeladim kedoshim shebnei olam abo. אם יזכו ויחיו גם העולם הזה, מה טוב, if they get to live in this world, that's even better. אך אם גם לא, if they don't get to live in this world, אין זה מונע, מהם מלילד, האמונה הברורה של אויסן נושים צדקוניוס בתחיל סמייסים מזה שהביאו אס הגאולה. זאת אמונה, אם תחיל סמייסים, it brought the גאולה. בזכוס הנושים צדקוניוס, it's starting in Israel, and it's going to be the same with this generation, because I'll tell us. Exactly the same. Ach, but it's only the army, yes, the Indian session, Tchesa Mesa. Let's go a little bit deeper in the subject of Tchesa Mesa. The Indian Zeh, Echad Miyum Gimel Ikra Emuna, and we shayin him on with Tchesa Mesa, and we're going to mean the Apikairas, and Mitzvah, and the Soinai, and the Abdoi. Kolosh and Aramba. Please just understand what we're dealing with here. It's not just a nice thing to do, and if you do, you do it. If you don't, Mishka Felach, you'll survive. Imun in Tchir Samaisim is one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, and someone who doesn't believe in one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim is a heretic and an Abikairus, and you have a mitzvah to hate him and to get rid of him. It's a notion of the Rambam of Purush. Rambam Pashkins, Pashkins et la'alocha, mitzvah l'soinoi ula abdoi. Not a master. He doesn't have any place in Klal Yisrael. He believes in everything. He's doing all the mitzvahs. He just doesn't have emunah in Tchir Samaisim. You have a mitzvah to hate him. Not part of Klal Yisrael. Not because from its narufim to a minion. Not holding. You can do tshuva. Although until he does tshuva, you have a mitzvah to hate him. Mashal esoyin esim madua ikazehu kol kach nachutz muhuti ki esoyin esaymunah. The question is, why is this such a fundamental that the whole thing stands on? The Yud Gimel Ikarim Ikarim. Without this, you're not a Jew. Why is this so choshu? What would people be beside it? What would Chesam Aisim? What would Chesam Aisim? Lo man yenoti. What difference does it make to me? So the Hashem will be Chesam Aisim beside it, man. What's going to do with me? You're not Bikairis. Bikairis. Why? Why is this so choshu? Understand, you tell me that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have limbs and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one you could pray to. They understand you're governing to something else. You're not pikoiris. You don't believe in Einoid Milvada. You're not pikoiris. Versteis. That's important to know. Tchis amazing. No one's asking me to do resurrections of the dead. When it comes, it comes. It doesn't come. It does come. Mshanet ha'chaim sheli b'chlal. Why is that so important? Important question to ask. Ma'i kazim mashpil avaydus ha'adam ayoyim. Michyu amazing nosi davoyim. How does that change my day-to-day avoider? If there'll be resurrection of the dead in the future or not? Doesn't seem to have any bearing on my life. If there wasn't Tchias HaMaisim, you'd change anything in your day-to-day existence. You get up in the morning, you get a shachris, you learn, you daven, you go, whatever, you change diapers, you go to work, you make panosa, you do whatever you do on a day-to-day basis. How much of your day is influenced by the knowledge that there's Tchias HaMaisim? Tchias HaMaisim is not very powerful. I don't know. By the way, that's not one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. That's what I said. I don't want to get into the whole machlokes, the Ramban and the Rambam about what exactly is Tchias HaMaisim. That's what I said. I don't want to get into that whole machlokes we're showing him. But then it makes no difference to this discussion. Whether Tchias HaMaisim is the beginning of Olam Haba, where it's actually Olam Haba. We're talking about that transcendent world, Nitzchi, after this world comes to an end. What exactly that is and how that sugi is in order to survive, I don't want to mention that.
On the fire, you look at it as an incentive to get through this world, where Tchias HaMaisim is not necessarily so.
Oh, but we have to get to Tchias HaMaisim first, and it's called Tchias HaMaisim, so let's focus on that aspect of it. What difference does it make to my day-to-day existence if people are going to jump out of the grave in the future?
Why you are prepared nothing? It's because of the that Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was not make the chet. We don't need Tchias HaMaisim.
You wouldn't need Maisim. If Adam Rishon had done the chet, you wouldn't have had anything. We would have gone straight to the night and there would have been it.
Yeah.
So what?
It's a normal situation to be Nitzri. That means our situation is not normal.
Because we are Nitzri. We are Nitzri, but we had to come into this finite world to earn the Nitzri.
Nitzriot, it's
בסדר. אני פעם ראשונה נוצרים, דלבין בפורט חרס המייסים, אבל זמן חרס המייסים מעניין אותי כל כך. My day-to-day avoid is not affected by חרס המייסים, the pastures. We see it's חשוב, that's what we're trying to understand, what's the חשוב, חרס המייסים. Why we have חרס המייסים? Because we have מייסים. Why do we have מייסים? Because of Adam Rishon, נכון? אבל why does חרס המייסים change my day-to-day existence? לא כל כך חשוב לי. But I don't think about חרס המייסים today. On a regular day, what's the big deal? It's chesam eisim. God forbid a person has a terrible tragedy, yes, chesam eisim gives him a bit of nechama. We'll see his grandfather again one day, then he'll miss him terribly. Okay, but said, Lord, Lord, it's a kid, but that was it. Well, in my avodas Hashem, why, if I don't have chesam eisim in my bundle of tools, am I not pekoyrus? So as you're lacking a bit of chizul. And it's the last one as well. You know, the last one always contains everything the same as the first one. Let's see what he says. Huh? Changes the whole
thing. Now you're just in this world, this finite world. Whoever dies in the most world.
See, that's amazing. I thought I'm involved with that. No, I just said I don't want to get into that. According to the Rambam, it's for sure. We're going to the Rambam for sure to the conflict. Rambam holds you have no goof in Olam Abba. It's basically the Shulchan. Rambam holds you have a goof in Chesed in Olam Abba. It's going to be according to Rambam, they're the same thing, but they're not the same thing. But whatever. I need to say. Okay, let's go. Let's go. About Lo Achshav. Let's see what he says and how that fits into what we're dealing with in Amar Rechad, and how we can use this Halacha l'maisa to improve our avodas Hashem. Hinei, kol yitzu enosh v'asher hu mechapes mashmois l'chaya. Everybody, wherever he is looking for some meaning to life. Life on its own without thought has very little meaning. Many people live their lives without any meaning, or they find some false meaning to fill their lives. But no one lives without meaning. For some people, meaning may be a television screen and a six-pack. For other people, it may be risking their lives to save whales. But people always look for something to give their lives meaning. Everybody has hope in his life. He has aspirations. And he lives his life according to those aspirations, those hopes. Not everybody knows where to go. Not everybody knows what the true goal of life is. No matter who you are, without any goal in life, without a destination, life loses its flavor. Ain lo sibel lahaziz yad or regel. He just doesn't have any reason to continue. He doesn't have a goal. He doesn't have where he's going. The person who worked his whole life, that's all he had. He worked, he got up in the morning to go to work to make money so he could live longer to go back to work. That's his whole life. Yeah? And he's a healthy, strong guy. He retires at 65 and whatever. By the time he's 69, he's using a walk. Miserable, depressed, we see it. Because he took away his reason for life, and at that age, he doesn't have any way reason to live. He's got no reason to get up. I've heard this from people. Don't you, any old age time, ain't no reason to get up in the morning. Then you get people who retire, now they can start living. They come to Orav Ram, they open it in the morning, they start learning. Pensioners Club, you know? Used to be Club Med, now it's Club Pensioners. Mike Mugan, you're a bit young for Orav Ram. Good to start young. Good to start young. Adarabah. The Kabbal oil benoyro, except to open the school. But I'm just serious. Yeah. What keeps you going in the morning? Why do you get up in the morning? You've got a tablet, you've got to learn, you've got to avoid the shame, but the person doesn't have that. What is he have? Prozac. Oh. Prozac. Yeah, if you've got golf instead of a golf, it's fine. How many rounds of golf can you play? That's if you saved up enough to play golf. That's the goal of life. To make sure you retire with your body still intact and enough, maybe you can play golf. Lovely. Some people get very involved in politics and that they make their goal of life. The sport, the idiot shonot with other idiocies. Ach bechlal lekol am lekol tabut yesh eizeshu dimyon shel mashmois b'chai. Wherever you go, in every culture, in every world, you'll find everyone has some kind of an imagination of what the meaning of life is. And one of the major differences that separates us from the rest of the creatures. Even the malachim don't have this. Even shadu miyayochin anivra kebal rotzun. There's no rotzun. The only creature that has rotzun that is bechiri is us. So he lives with his rotzun for himself, and he rules over his life. A malach doesn't rule over his life; he just does what he's told. The same as a cow. B'shel kach alav lechapes mashmois alav lechapes b'mal rotzun lekach. Lechaven is chayv or is poor lo yisov. B'shani b'shani brim shani poinim b'koach rotzon atzmi. This human being has rotzon, therefore he has to aim his life in the direction he wants it to take. The other animals don't. They don't have koach rotzon. V'meila enu tzrichim v'eni choyim lechapes mashmois lechayayim. No cow ever died from the fish. It just did what it did, because that's what it's supposed to do. And the same with the malachim. Hello. Hatzorech b'mashmois b'chaim utzorech kol kach basisi l'kol yotzuenosh. This meaning that I have in my life is so basic a need. For any human, the person doesn't have any reason to live. He loses his reason for getting out of bed in the morning. Sometimes he feels that death would be better. You know, people are. You don't observe it, you haven't seen it start opening your eyes and looking, you'll see. It's a well-known story. Yeah. Frankl's, what's it, man's search for meaning. Even in Auschwitz, we had what to look for, had what to live for. I'm not saying it was easy, I'm not saying it was pleasant, but they didn't have to live. Those that didn't die. Even amongst the goyim, you see, people have a need, a reason to live. Moshe Lomad Avedoy, the Machonit Bleedele. Let's try to take a marshal. Simple marshal. We have a car without delay, which is going to happen if the prices keep going the way they're going. There'll be lots of cars need delay. Delay.
Yes.
No. Petrol. He's British. You're allowed to use petrol. Gas is what you light your stove with. Yeah. So that's why we have cars without delay, because they're using kashmal. Hybridy. Be the most expensive car in the world. One fancy major, this before electric cars, it could be the most expensive car in the world. Doesn't have delek, it doesn't have any reason to exist. It ain't going anywhere. Without a reason to live, everything about life becomes desperately, desperately depressing. The person loses his desire to live. From Yah we learn that the more a person's life has meaning, his life becomes more besimcha, more filled with joy, and more worthwhile. That's what drives us, is what am I living for? You've asked yourself that question.
Let's see.
What are you? No, I didn't say that. I asked. Have you ever? No, I asked you a question. I'm bigger than you. I'll get to go first. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what am I living for?
Torah.
You're living for Torah? Never. What am I living for?
Avodah Hashem.
lunch.
I didn't ask you what you're living for. I asked you to ask yourself the question. The answer to that is either yes or no. Yes or no?
One time.
You did, Baruch Hashem, one time. Let me give you a tip in life. You want to be great. Ask yourself that question every night before you go to sleep. Without any answers, the answer will come. How do I know that's an important thing to ask? Because the Rambam told us. Chayev Adol, ma chavosoy b'olomoy. What does that mean? Person's chayev to ask himself, what am I living for? Hashem put me in this world. He must have had a reason. Hashem put me in this world. He must have a reason for me to be here. What does he want from me? What am I looking for? What's my meaning in life? That's the question the person has to ask. So what causes what? The rotzen gives birth to imuna, or the imuna gives birth to rotzen? Claimer. I'm out of my mean. Person, my mean. He has imun, and therefore he wants a whole bunch of things. He wants lots of different things. Therefore he chooses what to have imun in. People want something, they're driven by their desires, and then they build an imuna to satisfy their desires. That's how people approach life.
They want something?
Not they, me. This is a vow. What drives your rotson? The imuna drives the rotson, or the rotson drives the imuna? I want something, I'm driven by something. That's the meaning of my life. So I build an imuna around what I want. Or, I have an imuna about reality, I know that this is reality. If I pull my rocks on, it's the fine woman. Nice. And therefore, she had children. Not she wanted children, and therefore she mumsied a.
She built her wants around
her imuna, as opposed to her imuna around the want. Correct. Okay, yeah, that's what it is.
She wanted.
Don't take a marshal too far. Be careful not to take a marshal too far, because then you get into trouble. The marshal has to be there for what the marshal's meant. The Marota Sikoim Asbirim Yachasit Shechas Velele the Adam Yivga Betunat Drachim Adam Lomamin Shekeralo. Even though the statistics that a person may have a car accident, Chas Velele, are fairly strong, he gets in his car, he doesn't believe he's going to have an accident. Lo Pochet Lelechet Berachov Ki Lomamin Shezeh Yekeral. He's not scared to walk in the street because he knows it's not going to happen. He has even it's not going to be. You walk into this room. Why? Why are you sitting in this room? The roof could collapse. So why do you sit here? Because you trust Israeli kablanim? No, because you have imuna that it's not going to happen. Statistically, it's highly improbable. And therefore, you live your life. The millions of people all over the world that buy katise hagrala, lottery tickets. The Marot say, kui. The chances that they'll win anything on the Agrala is bordering on efforts. It's not by no. Statistic, you have much more chance of a roof falling on your head while you're sitting and learning than you do of winning the lotto. But because there's been Adam swearing she'et Agrala lotto, people want to win lots of money. So they invest in the lottery, even though statistically they got no chance. And yet people don't want to dance, so therefore they do all sorts of things because they know statistically is a law-abiding. To be continued. If you learn nothing else in your life, what we just learned now, it's critically important to remember. What's driving you? Your desires or your imuna? Not so posh at this, but it's personal.